the Derby Inland Wetlands Agency. And first item on the agenda is roll call. Hold on one second.
All right, so it's 6:05 on Wednesday, March 9th, 2022.
Okay, the meeting was called to order. Next item is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which we stand, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is a discussion submitted by 3B Lawn Care, LLC for property owner Derby 4, LLC. Location lot number 37A, tax map number 4-3. Purpose of the proposed activity to remove sediment and vegetation within a stormwater detention base. And I believe there's a representative from them here tonight. Is that correct?
We have the owner, representative of the owner, and we have Sean from the landscape contractor who's been hired to perform the work. And I'll give a little bit of background just for the benefit of the members and who are here tonight. And that is, we were asked on behalf of the mayor's office and Planning and Zoning Commission to conduct a visual inspection of stormwater basins throughout the community, in particular those basins, city drainage drains to them. And one that has a portion of General Wooster Road and Commodore Hall Drive that drain down the hill to a stormwater basin that is just up gradient of Town Fair Tire and collects runoff from those areas, detains rot water, and then discharges down gradient by Town Fair Tire to 2 Mile Brook. So we noted that there was excessive vegetation growth along the berm that needed to be cleared out. We noted that there was some sediment buildup within the basin itself, particularly by the inlet pipe, and there were vegetation growing in the bottom of the pond itself. Excessive vegetation, I'll say. Basically, in short, it looked like it hasn't really been touched much since some 20, 25. So we put our recommendations together. Fair Tire, which is the owner of the property, LLC, was kind enough to take proactive measures to clear out the vegetation along the berm. Sarah Carey authorization to do the work on the berm, but after discussion with this board, it was decided that before they do any work with the pond itself, that they come before you and let you know what's going on. And I would also suggest that the agency determine if a permit is needed for the work. Now, I would add to that that the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and the Army Corps of Engineers do not at these basins regulated resources. And the recommendations that we've made to remove sediment and growth, overgrown vegetation is part of what I would consider to be normal maintenance program for these bases, and to keep them, to keep the volume of the base appropriate based on the design, and to keep the integrity of the berm in particular, so that it doesn't rip up should a tree fall over from storm and compromise the integrity of the berm. With that, I'd like turn it over perhaps to Sean, if he could, and just explain what kind of equipment he intends to use and perhaps where he intends on staging for that work. I can share my screen and show the site plan as part of the original design of the basin, to give you guys some orientation as to where this is. One second. Okay. All right, can everyone see?
Yes, I can see it.
All right, Sean, can you hear us? Sean, you're on mute. Can you unmute him, perhaps? The phone number on the call?
Uh-oh, what did I do?
No luck. No luck, huh? Sean? No? Well, I'll try to make an effort to convey through his letter. Essentially, is saying is that they're going to go into the pond, cut down, not stump, but cut down overgrown vegetation, which includes some small diameter trees within the bottom of the pond, and remove sediment, which is, I just got a message from Sean saying he cannot unmute. So Mark, do you have the ability to unmute him? Mark?
Can I call him from my other phone?
I'm sorry, say that again, Deborah.
I was just trying to call Sean from the other phone and okay. Try to get, at least get him to voice in, but it went into voicemail.
Okay. Let me try this. Call him real quick, see if this will work.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you talk, I can hopefully they can pick you up on the mic.
No.
Yeah, try to.
Hey, Ryan, can you hear me? Hey, Ryan, can you hear me? Hey, Ryan, can you hear me?
Turn off one of the calls, there's an echo. All right. I'll call you back on the phone. Okay, can the commission hear him? Sean, can you say something into the mic?
Yes, Mike, how are you?
Paul, can you hear him?
I can just about hear him.
I can't hear anything. Well, does Sean, he have a speaker?
No, I'm holding my phone up to the microphone of my computer. He's having trouble being able to log in.
I can't unmute the call. I won't let you unmute the call.
Can you put the phone though on speaker, and that might be a little better?
Why don't I dial in?
Oh, okay.
He tried to, but he couldn't unmute for some reason.
Didn't be muted in the first place.
He was muted on the call. All right.
Hold on. And there's nobody in the waiting room, so.
Well, he was on the call, Mark, but he could not unmute. Because he called me.
Could be star six to unmute.
Is there a way to call from the Zoom meeting, Mark?
Call him? No.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What, do you have his number? Maybe I could call him and conference him in on my line.
His number is 203.
Wait. 203-507-1177.
11 what? 1177.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, Sean, I'm going to hang up, okay?
Ryan, do you have the plan on your screen? Because I have your computer on my screen, but I don't have your plan.
I do have the plan pulled up.
Okay.
Russ, aren't we, Paul? All right, let me try this. My screen.
There we go.
Okay. So, in short, the accumulated sediments area. So he intends on setting a mini excavator just in the area of the inlet pipe, removing the in the immediate vicinity of this inlet pipe, and then going through and clear cutting mostly overgrown brush, small diameter trees within the bottom. The pond does hold about a foot to 2 feet generally. The dry areas, which are pretty much accumulated sand. So that's the extent of what we're looking to do here, or what Sean's looking to do, and that's all based off of our recommendations, our inspection. Since we're having trouble getting, and does anybody have any questions for me?
Just I reviewed the documents that you sent out, Ryan, and they were pretty thorough. Hopefully the other members have done that as well. Mm-hmm. And thank you for coming. Thank you for coming before us.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to reach Sean on the other phone?
All right, he's on this phone here. You hear me? The meeting
can. Yes, I can.
No, Paul, Denise, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I'm going to change my name here on this so you can see who it is. It is Sean, Hoekenga. Okay, Sean, you can participate in the meeting. Go ahead.
How are you today? So the problem is the buildup, as Ryan was saying, at the bottom of the retention pond is built up around the catch basin area. And we need to bring a mini excavator in to remove the material that is built up down there. Like I explained to Ryan, I've done this with Wetlands of Milford, Wetlands of Brantford. I've never had any problems. We've never run into any problems. I can bring the machine there clean, and then we can take the machine down to Derbytown Fair before we leave the property and spray the machine down, so we are removing any material that is on the wetlands from the machine and clean it off before we remotely remove it from the property, if that works for what you guys are looking for the area. As everybody knows that is in the meeting, there is still some brush on the hill that has to be removed that me and Ryan went over. And I don't know if Ryan went over the rest of what the back looks like. There's still some underbrush that has to be removed in order to get the machine down into the retention pond to do the proper work, as long as you guys approve this project.
Do any of the members have any questions of either Sean or Ryan?
I mean, the only other thing that I can say before anybody has any questions is the problem area is probably, me and Ryan measured it out quickly, it's probably a 15 by 25 area. It's not going to be the whole entire wetland area. It's not going to be the whole pond. What we're going to try and do is leave the sediment on the property so it is not removed and there's no hazards or anything, you know, being taken off the property. We can just spread out the sediment at the top of the hill. It doesn't have to be removed, or, you know, there's no hazard or anything like that to the area of the wetland surrounding retention pond that is going to be damaged.
And again, this is primarily road sand we're talking about that's accumulated in the near the inlet of the inlet structure of the pond over here.
Do any of the other members have any questions of either Sean or Ryan?
No, it looks like it's probably worse because this visit was July 21st. So I imagine it's gotten a lot worse since then.
Well, they have cleared. Worse, yeah, it was actually worse in July. The sediment hasn't changed, but the.
No, the sediment's the same.
Yeah, I mean, other than what's come in there this winter, but the vegetation around the pond, not within the pond, but around the pond, has mostly been cleared. So that's good. And that's, again, something that Sarah and I authorized them to do because it's not in a wetland area, and it's part of the normal procedures with maintaining a berm for a pond. We wanted them to come before you, and it was your suggestion as well, for activities within the pond itself. So, again,
just to make sure, if anybody wanted a permit pulled, we can make sure we do the correct thing, you know, in front of the wetlands and pull the correct permit for whatever you guys want us to pull for a permit. If you don't need a permit, obviously we can take pictures, and, you know, either I or Ryan or Debbie from Town Fair Tire can send pictures over to Inland Wetlands and let you know how the process is going.
But if unless anyone has any questions, I guess, you know, the one thing that we as an agency can discuss is whether or not this requires a permit. Are there any feelings out there on that?
I don't have any idea.
Or maybe I'll start. You know, I think just to backpedal a little bit, we had briefly discussed at a previous meeting, you know, whether or not to require permits. And I think the consensus was that at the very least, we at least wanted to hear what a property owner was going to do during the course of maintenance of these ponds. And we certainly don't want to discourage that maintenance. But, you know, we do want to be privy of the conditions of the pond, how it's going to be remediated and restored, and make sure that it's done in such a manner that it doesn't impact negatively on the water course or the wetlands. And so, you know, I thank the property owner for coming before us. And in my opinion, the plan seems to be pretty detailed, and it can be monitored now. And it's more of a general maintenance of these ponds, which they're all going to need during the course of their lifetime. As far as I'm concerned, I think that we have enough detailed information that an application would not be required, since it is just general maintenance with the upkeep of the pond. And I think based on what the information that was submitted and some of the testimony tonight, you know, it showed that it's going to be done in a manner that is in accordance with our regulations. Are there any other thoughts on that?
Oh, 100% agree.
Yep. 100% on this side.
Okay. If that's the case, I'll entertain a motion that this activity does not require an application before us.
Second.
I second it.
Aye. Thank you very much, and good luck. And thank you again for coming before us. And good luck out there.
I'm sorry. All commission members are in favor of the motion,
aye.
Correct?
Yes.
Aye.
That's cool.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make it clear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great night.
We'll be in touch, Sean.
Thank you.
You know, again, commission members, there may be a case where the remediation of one of these ponds calls for an application, but this certainly seemed to appear to be just standard maintenance work, and the information that the applicant submitted kind of showed that to us. Next on the meeting agenda is the public portion of the meeting. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Number six is approval of prior minutes, and I don't think those are available yet. But we do have documentation of our meetings and recordings of our meetings, at least at this point. Finally, the payment of bills. Ryan, I'm not familiar with any bills that were submitted.
I included them in the invoice and in the attachment that I sent out earlier with the application status report.
Okay, let me take a look at that.
Yeah, there's three invoices that date back to December and January. And that there were two invoices associated with our review of the splash car wash application that you approved. And the last invoice was for attendance at the January 8th meeting. So those three invoices are included in your packet. And I am struggling to find the application or the invoice numbers. Bear with me. Okay, the invoice numbers are 166653 for a total of $921.25. That was in review of the splash car wash application in the month of December. The other invoice is that is invoice number 165295 for a total of $877.50. And that was for review of the splash car wash in December. I'm sorry, November into December. And the last was an invoice for $450, and that was for attendance, preparation for an attendance at the meeting in December for the commission.
For some reason, I can't find them, Ryan, but let's see.
In the last email that I sent to you.
Okay.
It's there's a PDF called application Derby IWA application.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
And the invoices are attached to that. And these are, of course, our old invoices. They're several months old, but we haven't met in a while. So,
you know what threw me, and I was a little confused earlier. Is it's under a different company now? SLR International Corp.
Yes, we've merged with a.
Okay, that's what threw me off. I was wondering. I thought maybe it was the applicants being billed or whatever, but I do have those invoices.
Okay.
Okay, that's what threw me off. I was unaware of the merger. Is there a motion to approve the bills?
I approve.
Oh.
That's a first. A motion to approve. Jennifer, is there a second?
Yep.
We have a first and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's Thank three you. Ayes. Bills can be paid.
Pay the man.
And with that, I guess we can adjourn the meeting. And I want to just apologize to the board for the late notice on the meeting. It completely skipped my mind. I lost a dear friend last week, well, a very close friend, and I went through that. It just slipped my mind. I luckily Ryan called me a couple days ago, and
no problem here. And I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Same here.
Thanks, Jason. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, I second
motion to adjourn.
First and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Take care. Thank you for attending tonight, guys. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, everyone.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Night.